Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the best.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got, whether you're excited about something or you're fighting about something, whether you're a startup or you're growing or you're divesting, wherever you are on the time continuum, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member in 14 years, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org, and we're here with his 18th annual Small Business and Entrepreneurship Small Business Policy Index 2013. This is the ranking of all 50 states, folks, and how they fare with regard to their the fertile soil, what I call whether the soil, how fertile the soil is for small business in their area. With and Ray, you use tax policy, you use minimum wage, you use spending issues, the debt. We got some states that have no debt. We got some states that are bankrupt.
Yep, absolutely. So
and that impacts, I mean, look at California. California's bankrupt for all intents and purposes. The state of California is bankrupt for all intents and purposes, and that impacts how they tax people and how they treat small businesses, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right, and they just keep making things work, get it in any way, shape, or form.
And consequently, they are number what on your
50.
List? Of,
out 50, of, dead last.
50 out of 50.
Last.
California is last. No wonder small businesses are leaving there in the droves.
Well, it's interesting, you know.
Have been, Ray, for a dozen years at least.
Yeah, well, and people, you know, California, I always talk about California and New York. What's their top exports? In both cases, they export people. They're very good at people from their state to other parts of the country because of issues like this. Absolutely, no doubt.
But here's an interesting thing, Ray. Over the last 10 years, I've been on how many businesses have flown the coop in California and moved to Colorado.
That was the main place they went.
So now, a dozen years later, politically, Colorado was starting to look like California.
Yeah, what's the problem that they...
And so I'm telling Rick Perry, when he's doing his ads in California, come to Texas. I'm saying, Rick, are you sure that's what you want?
That is one of those questions in terms of what ideas go with those people. So.
Right, exactly. So California's number 50. That's right. Yeah. I had mentioned the other bottom five feeders.
Sure, and there's three groups here that are interesting. Obviously the bottom, the top, the very best, and then who's doing interesting things that are moving in the right direction. But the bottom is California's 50, New Jersey 49, Vermont 48, New York 47, and Hawaii 46.
So those and all of folks, every one of those states are blue states, as blue as they can be. Blue is blue.
Yeah, to rank that poorly, you have to do so many things wrong. You know, it can't be.
You have to wake up in the morning and say, "How can we shoot our economy in the foot?"
Unfortunately, you know that's exactly right.
Yeah.
When you look at these states, they're so bad in so many different areas that even if they got an idea, a move in the right direction on one measure. And listen, we would certainly pat them on the back for doing that.
Yep.
But there are so many things that have gone wrong that they've got wrong.
I'm a little surprised. I guess I'm a little, the only one I'm kind of surprised about a little bit is I'm a little surprised that Iowa is number 43. What happened
to Iowa? Yeah, everybody says, they say, you know, because Iowa's been pretty consistent.
I didn't think Iowa would be in the top 10, but I thought they'd be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, now they when you look again,
I mean,
you look
how
at
vanilla can you
measures.
Be more than Iowa?
Yeah, but a whole host of measures, and they're very costly, without a doubt.
Wow, that's a shame. Okay, so that's the bottom feeders. I mean, the bottom folks, the top group, the number, the first, the top five. What do they got going for them?
Number one is South Dakota. Number two, Nevada. Number three, Texas. Four is Wyoming, and five is Florida.
Yeah,
And I'll throw in Washington for our conversation.
Now that is now that's more interesting than Iowa, isn't it?
If you look at five of those six, South Dakota, Nevada, Texas, Wyoming, and Washington. No income taxes in any way, shape, or form. So they don't have taxes, no corporate income taxes, no capital gains taxes. Those are huge advantages for those states. And then Florida has no personal income tax, but they do have a corporate income tax. Interestingly there, their governor, at least, has been talking about getting rid of that as well. So,
I would have thought that Washington would have been... See, Oregon 42.
Right.
And I would have thought Washington and Oregon would have been similar in from a policy standpoint, but apparently they're not.
No, and as I said, it's the fact that there's no tax whatsoever in Washington.
That made a
now,
big deal.
Again, they've got some other things that are clearly negatives. Even the states at the top are not perfect. So Washington, for example, has a very ugly gross tax that businesses hate, and justifiably
That's where you on total sales you pay a tax.
Right, and justifiably
so.
So
it's
that's
a success tax. Yeah,
it's an ugly tax. The problem in that state is when they get into an argument over tax reform, you get some people saying, well, you know, why don't we reduce the gross receipts tax and impose an income. No, then you have both of them.
Right.
Not a good idea.
Right. So what are the things you like about the top five the most?
Well, besides
the sales tax. The income tax, that's
number one. And the fact that there within that there's no capital gains tax. You know, when I get talking to some state officials, like, you know, what is something that we can do right off the bat that maybe, you know, won't wildly disrupt our budget but will make a big difference? I say, get rid of your capital gains.
Yeah.
Get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Because that's a direct tax on
entrepreneurship. We know that when you lower or eliminate capital gains, tax revenues go up. And the economy grows.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
That's the bottom line.
If you can just get over the ideology of it, right?
Yeah, get to the economics, right?
Yeah, exactly. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those other factors that you might not be aware of that Ray's been tracking on this index. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.